With many questions still surrounding the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, there's been an increased call for police departments around the nation to adopt officer body cameras.
While some have expressed concerns over civil rights, supporters of the cameras say they're good for police transparency, and one Milwaukee politician says he'd like to bring the idea to the city of Milwaukee.
Joining us now is Tony Zielinski. He's a Milwaukee alderman who represents the city's 14th district. Tony, welcome to Central Time.
Great. Thank you very much.
So you're calling on Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett to include funding for body cameras in his next proposed budget for 2015. Why do you think it's necessary?
Well, actually, I think it's necessary for a number of reasons. First, I think that it's going to make citizens in the community feel more comfortable when they deal with the police department. And at the same time, I think it provides an extra layer of protection for police officers that follow proper procedures and rules, because there have been instances in the past where there have been, you know, unsubstantiated allegations against specific police officers, and this would provide the kind of evidence that we need for the police officers that follow the rules. And lastly, I feel that this is actually a cost-saving measure, even though there'll be a significant capital cost up front. I believe that in the end, it will save taxpayer money. And the reason for that is that, you know, there are lawsuits that take place over, you know, citizen police department interactions, and I feel with the cameras, a lot of those lawsuits would just go on the wayside because there's clear evidence one way or the other.
What's the estimated cost?
I believe the estimated cost is somewhere in the neighborhood of $750,000, and that's at approximately $400 per police officer, assuming we do all the police officers.
Okay.
But that's not etched in stone. I think that we might be able to get a better deal. We may start off with a pilot program. There's all sorts of different scenarios that we may ultimately decide to pursue. But the bottom line is, I believe that this is the wave of the future, and I believe that gradually more and more police departments will embrace this new device.
Well, there have been petitions circulating around Milwaukee recently calling for these cameras. Have you had people in your district contacting you about this issue?
Yes. Everybody that I've had contact with on this issue has been overwhelmingly in support, except for one individual. And again, I am not ever going to, you know, get 100% of support for anything. There's always going to be, you know, some issues and concerns. But I think that if we go about this in the right way and solicit input from residents in the area as far as their ideas, suggestions, concerns, I think that we can fashion or mold a package that could address everybody's concern and have a better system in place.
How do you convince the city leadership, though, that it's worth the cost, especially given, I'm sure, a lot of other competing priorities at this time?
Well, I think that, I would say quite confidently that I feel strongly that we will be successful in introducing this budget amendment if the mayor doesn't do so himself. I know that a number of the African-American aldermen have had concerns in the past about, you know, police relations in the community, and I think that the African-American members on the council will be strongly supportive because that would provide an extra layer of protection for many of their residents.
This topic has come up before. It's been part of the national dialogue, I think, for a while, especially courtesy of groups like the ACLU. Anytime you talk about personal cameras, you have concerns over things like infringement on civil rights and privacy. How do you make sure that those are addressed?
Well, I think, you know, the planning and the input that we solicit that goes into it would address those concerns. My experience has been that, you know, if you provide an opportunity for dialogue and input, that you can come up and craft a plan that would address everybody's concerns. Again, you're never going to address 100% of everybody's concerns, but I think all in all, this will make the police department a lot stronger department, and I believe it will provide better service in the long run.
Are you aware of any previous incidents in Milwaukee where cameras could have resolved an issue, or could someone look at this and say this is the solution in search of a problem?
Well, I know not too long ago, maybe it was as recent as two and a half months ago, we had an individual that was shot at Red Arrow Park by a police officer, and the the statement was made that this individual was attacking the police officer, and there is a lot of questions about, you know, whether, what actually happened. And I think that that's a good example of where these cameras would have been real handy in terms of getting at the bottom of what happened.
This is something that a local Madison alder person is also proposing to the city council here, at least starting out with a local committee in Madison. And in response, Jim Palmer of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association had said that while that's a fine idea, the technology may not be useful yet. And he cited a couple of things like, if an officer is to wear a camera on their glasses, that impedes their ability to see. And also shoulder cameras, it sounds like, are the other option. And that by wearing a camera on the shoulder, it doesn't offer the proper perspective to actually videotape the footage that you want to get. In other words, filming at the right angle and so on. Is the technology there to address the concerns that you have?
Yeah. I mean, there's still details that have to be worked out, but I believe that the technology is sufficient that one of the methods that we ultimately choose will be the appropriate method to accomplish and achieve our goals. As with any initiative, there's always going to be some rough edges that have to be smoothed out, and so we have to ensure that we exercise our due diligence to make sure that the final package we ultimately advance is the one that is the most efficient and effective.
Help us understand from both sides how these cameras might impact behavior, not just officer behavior, but quite possibly suspect behavior, citizen behavior. Talk about the impact that way.
Oh, I think it's going to be a positive impact all across the board. I think that if anybody is aware that this is being videotaped and this is being recorded, I think that people are going to be a lot more careful in the choice of words and their actions, because there's going to be a documented record of that. And so I think that that's actually another, specific example of how this is going to improve the work of the police department.
A few departments in the state already use body cameras. Are you familiar with which ones those are? And do we have any data on how cameras have worked out in those communities?
I don't have any specific data at this point. I'm in the process of still gathering more information. Based on what I have accumulated so far, I feel very strongly that this is something that we need to move forward with, and I believe that it will make the department stronger. As you're probably well aware, we're at the embryonic stages of this. We still got a few more months before we vote on the budget. We haven't even started the budget deliberations yet. So, we're at the embryonic stages right now, and there's a lot of, questions that need to be answered. But I feel quite confident based on the information I have so far that we're ready to move forward in some fashion this year.
Now, on the other hand, is it possible, though, that with the presence of cameras, it might actually negatively impact the way in which an officer approaches his or her decisions? Would it impede fast action, for example, in an emergent situation?
I really don't think so. I mean, these officers are professionals. They're highly trained professionals. They're trained to make split-second decisions. And I think, if anything, if I was a police officer, I would have the added comfort of knowing that this provides an extra layer of security for me if there's an unfounded allegation thrown my way.
Have you talked or heard from any police officers about this idea?
Not directly. I have not had any direct conversations. I've had played phone tag with a few people, but so the answer would be no.
Okay. Well, I'm curious too if the chief of police has weighed in on it.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding, based on the comments that I read on as far as Police Chief Flynn is concerned, is that, they're very interested in looking into this as something to augment their existing accessories.
And meanwhile, coming back to Madison, where the new police chief, Mike Koval, was asked about this as well, and his response was, if I have money and I have the choice to put it toward cameras or funding a few more neighborhood police officer positions, I'm going to go with neighborhood officers. What's your response to that? Should it be an either or, a both and? What do you think the higher priority should be, technology or more officers?
Well, you know, it's a balancing test. You know, more officers is an operating expense. The cameras are a capital expense. But I feel right now that if we had to choose, if it was, you know, one or the other, I would go with technology at this point right now.
We're talking with Milwaukee Alderman Tony Zielinski. He's calling on Mayor Tom Barrett to include funding for police body cameras in his upcoming budget. And we'd like to hear from you, too. Are you a Milwaukee resident? Do you think that your police department should be equipped with these cameras? How would you feel if they were? Do you support the practice of officers wearing cameras in general? Do you have concerns over civil liberties? We want to hear from you at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. And you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll get to your calls after the news, and we'll look forward to more conversations with Tony Zielinski of the City of Milwaukee Common Council. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And don't forget, you can post on the Central Time Facebook page your thoughts and comments. We always like to hear what you have to say. We read every comment. Post on the Central Time Facebook page, 800-642-1234. What do you think about body cams on police officers? Body cameras, would it aid in police transparency? Would it help address problems that we maybe see in police forces around the country? 800-642-1234.
We're talking with Milwaukee Alderman Tony Zielinski. He's calling for funding to equip the Milwaukee Police Department with body cameras for its officers. What do you think of that idea? You can let us know at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Tony, let's start by taking a call from Mark in Green Bay. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
What do you think of this proposal?
Well, I like the idea myself. I think anything that can hold everybody more accountable, the better. My question is, are these cameras he's proposing openly at the discretion of the officer to turn on and off at will? Or is it something that is on all the time, whether they like it or not, or whether like it or not?
Well, right now, as I mentioned earlier, we're at the embryonic stages, and the kind of questions that you're raising and that we're discussing right now are the types of discussions or issues that we're going to include in our discussions about how these would be operated. So right now, we still got a few months to go through the budget deliberation to make any final determination about that. So. But, you know, this type of input and feedback is very helpful because these are important questions and policy, issues that need to be, factored into the equation.
And do you have any early indication of whether your idea will come to fruition in one way or another in the next budget?
I feel very, very confident that this would get approved in the next budget. Either the mayor will include it in the budget or we'll have sufficient support to get this approved. As I alluded to earlier, I believe that this will save the taxpayers money instead of costing them money. You look at the situation in the Ferguson situation right now. You know how much money that's going to cost? If there was a camera there that would, bring some closure to that issue, we would, save taxpayers all sorts of money. And I believe that, the same principle would apply here. And so to go back to your earlier question, if I want technology or police officers, if it's technology like this where ultimately we could save money and use that to possibly get more officers, I think this is the better way to go.
Well, on the other hand, with camera footage, where we can actually see, for example, a young Michael Brown being shot, that could also incite just as much unrest as what we're seeing in Ferguson now. So is it a guarantee that we're going to save money, or will the pendulum swing in a different direction?
Well, I think that, there's a difference between unrest and legal cost associated. If there's a open and cut case one way or the other, there's not going to be as strong of a chance of a long drawn out legal battle, which is going to result in saving taxpayer dollars.
We're talking with Milwaukee Alderman Tony Zielinski, and we're taking your calls and your thoughts on whether or not to equip officers with body cameras. You can let us know what you think or what questions you have at 800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Jim in Manitowoc called in and wanted to know why we aren't talking about putting cameras in guns to record the most potentially lethal part of any police interaction. Apparently, that technology is already available. Tony, are you familiar with that?
I'll tell you, I wasn't, but now I am. I'd be happy to look at that. That's a very interesting thought. I don't have a position. I want to make it very clear one way or the other on that, but that's certainly an interesting thought.
And going forward, as you apply this new technology and introduce it into the city, what kind of culture shift might need to happen in terms of officer acceptance, for example?
Well, again, where I would be coming from is that this protects them. All they have to do is follow the proper procedures and rules, and they're protected. They don't have to worry about unfunded allegations. And I'm sure there's going to be some resistance. There's always resistance anytime there's change, and that's what history has shown us time and time again. And that will be the case with this as well. But ultimately, I think that technology has been a friend to taxpayers, to whatever cause that exists out there, and this will be another example of using technology for the betterment of our community.
And some of that technology is already being used in the way of squad cameras. What kinds of benefits or costs have those brought to the city of Milwaukee so far?
I haven't quantified anything with the squad, cameras. As I said, this we're at the embryonic stages right now. As we go through the budget deliberation process, these types of answers will come forward, and we'll have something a little bit more crystal. Right now, we're at the stage where we're bringing forth the idea. We're soliciting input, suggestion, and ideas so that we can include that in our deliberations to make sure that we move forward with the best possible plan.
All right, let's talk to Mark in Wisconsin Dells. Hi, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing? I just want to make a quick comment because I'm driving first. I would definitely support any issue or any technology that could be used to streamline the fact-finding mission of any investigation. I think that would be a great thing, and I do agree that I believe it will save money in the long run. I'd also like to bring up a related issue from my own experience. Having attended some workshops at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Glencoe, Georgia years ago, it was absolutely proven that police officers should not carry handguns because they're inherently dangerous. Specific data was 9 out of 10 police officers are shot on the job with their own guns if they're shot on the job, and 9 out of 10 police officers miss their target in the heat of passion when they have to use a gun. And so innocent people are in jeopardy. And I think it's a subject that should be talked about but is not talked about, because I think it would save a lot of money and a lot of grief, and a lot of the people who have died in recent months around the country would probably still be alive if it were not police officers did not carry handguns on their hip.
Thanks, Mark. Tony, do you have a response to that?
Well, I wasn't prepared for a question on that. Presently, I'm of the opinion that police officers need guns, but I am always willing and interested in looking at all data and all information, and anything subject to change in the face of new evidence and new information for the better. But right now, I'm for police officers having guns.
Let's talk to Mark in Madison. Mark, what's your question or comment?
My comment is that this is just a wonderful idea, and it will save the municipality a lot of money. My experience as a trial lawyer is that, from when they initially started using dashboard cams for drunk driving, that when I got the dashboard cam feed out or print out and showed it to the clients realized how bad of a case they had, and they didn't want to go to trial. And that's going to keep a lot of traffic cases and disorderly conducts from going into municipal court and charging the city for overtime for the police to testify. I think it's a great thing, and it'll protect the officers.
Thanks, Mark. Tony, is that what you anticipate happening as well?
Oh, yeah. I think that this will save money, not only in terms of, you know, attorney fees and long drawn out legal battles, but I think, you know, there's ancillary costs and, you know, that and tertiary costs that would be saved as well. I think, you know, and I have to add another point to this discussion as well. You know, it's very rare when I've come across an issue like this where there's such overwhelming support for a proposal. As I mentioned earlier, I only had one constituent that has expressed any kind of concern about this, and everybody else, I mean, right across the board, has been strongly in support of this. So, I doubt very seriously that we're not going to be able to move forward with this through the budget process.
And Tony, in our last minute here, in the interim, I guess, before any technology like that starts to take shape on the Milwaukee police force, what about the prevalence of people with cell phone cameras, Google Glass, those types of technologies that are, as we see in social media and on the internet today, are already capturing police activities?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, those are obviously out there, but I think that with the addition of police body cameras, that will take that to a totally new level in a very positive way.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for being with us today.
Okay, thank you for having me. I appreciate the discussion and the dialogue.
Sure. Tony, Alderman Tony Zielinski represents Milwaukee's 14th District for the Milwaukee City Council.